This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities. Today we welcome another big group of girls high school volleyball players from both Sitka High School and Mount Edgecombe High School. And first we'll talk to the Sitka High School girls volleyball coach and players. We have the coach Natalie Verone and players Natalie Galanin and Ellie Gray. Coach Verone, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, you're the volleyball coach at Sitka High School. How long have you been doing that?
Oh, just actually this year. However, I did coach from 97 to 2001. So I have had experience with Sitka High School volleyball before.
All right. Other jobs in Sitka? What's your other job?
Yes, I'm a special ed teacher at Keith Gushaheen Elementary School here in town. Love that job.
All right. How many volleyball players do you have out for Sitka High School this year?
We have 41 players. So, yes, we have a pretty packed program, and it's great to have that number of girls out.
Right. So you're allowed to have a JV team and maybe a freshman team or a C team, too?
Yes. We have two C teams, actually. Two JV teams, too, switching off and on, and then the one varsity, of course.
Right. Well, when did the season start, Natalie?
The season started August 11th, so we've been going for a couple months now.
And what kind of practice schedule do you have for the girls?
Yeah, we go right after school for JV and varsity, 3:45 to 5:45, and then C team comes in from 5:30 to 7 because we don't have the court space to accommodate all 41 girls. So
you're already into the games and the matches?
Yes, we are. Yes, we're actually smack dab in the middle of the season pretty much this week.
How you been doing? Give us a little breakdown.
Yes, we've been doing wonderful. Of course, I'm going to say that, but I do think we're a very strong team this year. We started out strong at a jamboree in Ketchikan and actually beat Thunder Mountain. We split with Thunder Mountain in games, and we actually beat Juno Douglas High School both matches and got close to Ketchikan. And then we went up to Anchorage for a tournament up there, Houston Invitational, and did very well. We came in third place coming into the final rounds and ended up in third, but we did end up beating the team Hutchison that ended up winning the whole thing, so we got to kind of banter back and forth with them, but they got first in the end.
Well, great. What's left, Natalie?
What's left? We have Petersburg this week. Pretty exciting. Tomorrow night, 4:30 and 6:30 games, JV and varsity. And then Friday, 4:30 and 6:30 with Petersburg again this week.
And that's here in Sitka, right? The Sitka High School Gymnasium?
It is at the Sitka High School Gymnasium, yes.
Right. Well, I'm going to turn to the stars of this event here. And first, I'm going to talk to Natalie Galanin. And Natalie, tell us about what grade you're in.
I'm a senior.
And how many years have you been playing volleyball?
I think, four for high school, but I've been playing since sixth grade.
Right. What position do you have on the team?
I'm a middle hitter.
Middle hitter. Yeah. That means you're spiking the ball a lot, correct?
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Right. What do you perceive as your role on the team?
I feel like I have a personality of a leader, and so I like to sort of bring in everyone together and make sure we're all working hard and try and get everyone all on the same page.
Are you happy with the progress of the team so far this year?
Yes, it is so amazing. It's awesome just the way we're working together, and we're all putting the pieces.
You're going to put on
together.
A good show this week for the matches for the community?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be fine. Yeah, right. We're going to do great.
So, Natalie, tell me what attracts you to volleyball.
It's probably the feeling of realizing that everything we've worked hard for, it's finally coming together. And just the end of getting a kill or the celebration behind a win, I guess.
That's great. Yeah. Well, I'm going to turn to your teammate here. Ellie Gray, what year in school are you?
I'm a senior as well.
All right. How many years have you been on the high school volleyball team?
I've been playing since freshman year.
Okay. So, and what role do you have on the team?
I'm an outside hitter, and my job in my mind is to do everything I can, put everything into what I do for my team, because on a team, you don't play for yourself. You play to get that dig that no one thought you could or get the hit that was impossible, any of those.
Right. So with all the work that you've put in, what attracts you to the volleyball game?
I've always been a very competitive player, even since I was, 9 years old, first starting. And I think the just idea with every athlete that, like, the feeling of winning. And even if you're not winning, if you're in a tough situation, which volleyball puts you in a lot of the time, then you can get through it and you can trust your team. Like, this team is great. You can trust them to bring you out of anything.
Right. Well, good luck in the games and hope we can get a big crowd out there to watch you gals. Okay, I'm going to turn down to the Mount Edgecombe team. So thanks to the Sitka High School coach and girls. I have with us also Taryn White from the Mount Edgecombe High School volleyball team. Taryn has been a regular visitor on these shows and been in a lot of sports around. You're in volleyball season. One of your sports you do, Taryn. Tell us about how the team's been doing.
A lot of us are returners, so we have pretty much the same team as last year. We've been doing really good this season, too. We went to Petersburg and won both nights. We went to Juneau, won, and then we also played Sitka last week, and we did pretty good against them. They're also a really strong team as well.
You're in the same league with Sitka, correct?
Yeah.
So what's your record right now? Do you have a sense of that?
You mean like as a...
Wins and losses?
We've won all our games.
All right, congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
When is the region tournament this year?
It's early November, I think. It's in Ketchikan this year.
Okay. And have you guys gone, did you go to state last year?
Yes, we did.
And how did you do at state
last year? We placed second at state.
Second. And during your career as a volleyball player at Mount Edgecombe, have you won state?
Yeah, we won when I was a freshman and a sophomore, and we were runner-up last year.
Right, it's a very successful career over Mount Edgecombe. We know a lot about that. So what's your expectations for this year?
We definitely want to all the gold this year. We want to win. We have a lot of goals as a team and personal goals as well. So right. I think that we'll do pretty good.
So what attracts you to volleyball? Because you told me beforehand that you may want to play volleyball in college,
too. Yeah, what mostly attracts me is feeding off of our success as a team and, like, all the intensity and just working together, and it's fun.
Great. Well, let's turn to your teammate. It's Donnie McCreleoff.
Danny McCreleoff.
Danny, sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay, what year in school are you, Danny?
I'm a senior this year.
And what position do you play?
I'm a right side hitter.
Right, and how many years have you been on the team?
Just this year, actually.
This year? Yeah. Have you played before, or are you just
learning? Yeah, I've been playing since my freshman year, and I've worked my way up.
All right. Well, great. Well, welcome to the team. Where are you from?
I'm from St. George Island.
All right. Yeah. So tell me what attracts you to being on the high school volleyball team.
What attracts me most is just the intensity and, like, how much you need to focus. And not just that, but the personal goals and team goals as well.
All right. So are you going to grab the coattails of Taryn to the state championship this year, do you think? What are your expectations?
Hex, yeah. I know that we're going to go far this season. I'm excited.
Well, we're running out of time, so we thank you for coming over, and good luck this season to the two
thank
of you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
I'd like to thank the Sitka High School coach and volleyball players for coming in, and Taryn White and Danny McCreleoff for coming in from the Mount Edgecombe High School. Good luck to them. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.